Welcome to Yoga Life Lessons.
From me, Debbie.
Chris.
And also sometimes me, Lola.
We'll be chatting about yoga, life, and all the lessons it's taught us.
Enjoy. This Practice Pure episode was recorded in a live session delivered by Chris at the Yoga Life Studio. You can dip in and dip out. Check in the description for the time markings of the different practices. Or if you have an hour to enjoy your breath now, then enjoy. We'll start lying down today. We'll have whatever supports, whatever props, whatever space, whatever scents and sounds and whatever else allows you to settle comfortably and easily. For an opening, inquiring meditation. Let your eyes close just softly. Then your jaw actually open very slightly. And so that there's space between the teeth right in the back corner of the jaw. And the lips are still just very loosely sealed. And even though inevitably, by arranging yourself for practice and by orienting your attention for practice, things will begin to change, without making any particular change, notice your breath. At first, just curious about what stands out. And that might just be the mode through which you notice. Something like a listening, something like a feeling. Or perhaps something like a gentle narrating, conversing. Yeah, all of these modes of inquiry into that space just as valid as the others. Well, there is often this assumption that meditation should be wordless, and mindless perhaps. Just with every other part of you, the mind is an aspect that can be made an ally of or an enemy of in these practices. Let it be involved. Let it clarify how it contributes. Through the mind and through the senses and through whatever else, whatever other faculties you have. Just notice the breath. Mm-hmm. Then begin to hone that attention in. I'm more curious about different specifics of the breath. Exploring perhaps the texture of the breath, or whether it feels smooth or perhaps rough, or maybe both in different parts of the body. I'm curious about the temperature of the breath. Perhaps it feels cool and fresh, linear perhaps, or warm and spreading and fluid perhaps. Again, perhaps different in different areas of you. Are different in different phases of the breath. I'm curious perhaps about the tempo of the breath, and the ratio and the rhythm of the breath, staccato perhaps, slow perhaps. I'm mindful at all points in these inquiries that there is no real right or wrong or better way to be breathing at this point. And yes, different techniques and different rhythms and different steering of the breath will facilitate a shift in the systems of the body. And that those things will be useful and appropriate at some times, and otherwise at others. But before you can engage with that, you need to learn the language your breath speaks. And so the final phase of this opening inquiry is, in what way does the nature of your breathing in this moment reflect more broadly the experience of your being in this moment? Are there tensions and stresses? Are there distractions and frustrations? Other feelings of ease, perhaps the lingering residue of a satisfying meal or a wonderful encounter, a moment of beauty noticed at some point in your day. It can be so tempting only to attend to that almost witch-hunting quality of meditation. Where is the problem? Can we dig it out? But notice how the joys of your moment are reflected in the breath, and the bliss in the body is reflected in the breath. And how challenge is reflected in your breath. And just as were you to attempt to learn Italian right now, you would understand that there would be nuances of phrasing that will take time to understand. Words and structures and layers that take time to understand. It will take time to understand this language of the breath. And that a part of learning that language is making mistakes. And then recalibrating. With no real utility for criticism. Benefit in discernment, benefit in discipline, benefit in dedication. How does your experience of your breath, of breathing in your body, reflect the totality of what it is to be you right now? Enjoying a few moments more with that inquiry. Or maybe grappling a few moments more with that inquiry. For the next practice, you can stay lying down, or you can change to any other position that's comfortable, that's easy. Maybe you just need a few moments to wriggle so that you can remain comfortable exactly as you are. taking a few moments to wriggle, to reposition, to just stay exactly where you are, if you like. Whilst I explain the next practice. One of the many things that we can begin to steer about the breath is the location in the body into which we steer the breath. Whilst there is a fundamental dynamic in which the breath draws in and down into the lungs, there are many ways that our accessory muscles can steer the root of that breath. Anatomically speaking, we can locate it in the belly by letting the belly be soft. Or we can steer it into the chest by firming the belly, by making that space non-expandable. In our asana practice, we might actively flex one side so that the breath is steered into another. And the breath will expand into the spaces of the body in which it's possible to expand. And sometimes that will be entirely organic, and sometimes it will require real effort and steering. But for this next inquiry, we'll explore the quality, the bhava, the emotional, the feeling tone of steering the breath. If it's comfortable for you to do so, bring your palms to rest across the lower belly somewhere. Beneath the navel, but above the pelvis. If it isn't comfortable for the palms to physically rest there for whatever reason, perhaps you rest a heavy blanket on the area. And perhaps you just put your awareness in the area. Well, for the next few rounds of your breath, begin to steer your inhale down into the lower belly. And the space that in yoga we'll call the lower kumbha, the lower pot or receptacle. And once it feels that all the space of the belly is full of breath, and to keep inhaling would overflow that breath into other areas, and then stop. Then exhale until the belly is empty again. Inhaling to softly fill the belly and only the belly. Exhaling to softly empty the belly. As the mechanics of that direction become second nature, let your awareness expand again more broadly to that sense of the whole body, What changes as you breathe into the belly? Curious, always cautious, even about the propensity to overlay an expectation here. And maybe you've read a blog about why it's good to breathe into the belly. But where ever or in so much as is possible, connected just the direct experience of breathing into your belly. Indeed, there are many reasons why breathing into the belly might move in a particular direction. There is rich parasympathetic tissue here that steers the body towards softness, to heaviness, to relaxation. And there are organs here that might benefit from being moved and squeezed and wrung a little. And maybe they begin to glug and gurgle and engage in some way. Often, this area can be an emotional space to breathe into. Or perhaps because of the way that parasympathetic shift moves you to a place of integration. Digestion. Perhaps because of the interplay of the stress response and the hip flexors. The loaded tension of these structures that often physiologically resists total release. Perhaps a much more individual reason. Can you notice what changes, what shifts, perhaps what the direction of this practice is? And if it moves into sliding, blissful relaxation, wonderful. And if it moves into the graceful circulation of feeling, wonderful. Maybe as the breath fills into this area, or what it says is something more like, not quite yet. Maybe not now, or maybe not here. And can you honor, accept, and stay with that experience? And feel what it feels like when you breathe and your breath says, this timing isn't quite ripe yet. And maybe there is a whole different slide that occurs when you nourish your practice with patience. Soft patience. Enjoying, savoring, or perhaps just sitting with a few more moments of this first inquiry. And for the next practice, we'll shift the location of the breath again. You are very welcome to stay exactly as you are, if as you are is comfortable. If you would prefer to be in any other arrangement, up or down, or perhaps just on one side, take a moment to get comfortable, to move, to have a sip of water, to yawn, to stretch. And then to settle again. Drop your awareness into the body again. And this time bring one hand to the center of your chest, somewhere equidistant between the chin and the sternum, that upper curve of the ribs. If it isn't physically comfortable for the hand to be here, maybe a blanket can rest here. Perhaps just your attention rests here. Or maybe the elbow needs some support. But just as you breathed into your belly and only your belly in the last exploration, now begin to breathe directly into and directly out of the chest, the ribs and the upper back and the armpits, this area that we would call the upper cumbar. At first, perhaps there'll be some wrangling required to understand what the muscles need to engage, what needs to activate in order that the tension of the body steers the breath into the places you want to steer it. And then again, as the mechanics of breathing into this area start to make sense, and let your awareness expand to consider more broadly. Oh, what does it feel like when you steer your breath into this space? What is the difference in the felt tone of it? The energetic direction of it? Mindful again of perhaps what you might expect of it, and the difference between really feeling what's happening in the moment and looking for the feeling that you were expecting or perhaps hoping for in the moment. Practice that sounds very simple, but it's really quite complicated. Perhaps there is something about the requirement for the body to engage, for the breath to move here, that lifts the energy, that lightens the body, that brings you into a sense of readiness, perhaps, activation, perhaps. Perhaps not. Oh, what does it feel like to breathe into your chest? And maybe importantly, perhaps, what does it feel like to breathe into your chest, having already spent time breathing elsewhere? Is there a logic to that order? Perhaps in another practice you might reverse that order. is the sense of time different here? Taking a few more breaths here. Before releasing your palms and releasing that focused steering of the breath. And letting the breath rebound, recalibrate, reorient. Again, enjoying a few moments in between to notice the progression of the practices. To honor any requests that allow you to remain comfortable and concentrated as we move into one final part of this exploration today. And for the final phase of this practice, we'll be feeling what it is to breathe into an area of some discomfort. On the first level, certainly early in the practice, specifically this means an area of physical discomfort. A knotty shoulder perhaps, or a knobbly knee, or an achy wrist. Something tangible, something safe, something deserving of some attention. As you become more comfortable with this practice, and maybe today you feel already comfortable with this practice, you might place that palm somewhere more emotive, less concrete, less physical in its discomfort. A scar perhaps from an old surgery, or something like that. Always honoring that voice that says, maybe not quite now, if it arises. Otherwise, bring a palm, or perhaps just your awareness, to an area of discomfort. It does not need to be an area necessarily that is located anywhere amidst the physical axis of the breath. Begin to steer your breath into that space. And begin to steer your breath out of that space. And perhaps at this point it feels like an imagining or a visualizing. Or maybe there is a tangible, visceral sense of that oscillation of the breath, the gentle expansion, maybe even a soft magnification of this area, and then an emptying, a clearing, a ringing perhaps of this area. In some sense, the breath reaches every part of your body as it interacts with the heart and circulation. The chemical exchange of the breath is permanently body-wide and responsive. And further than that, studies have shown that placing attention in a place or contact in a place amplifies the exchange of the breath in that space. Your breath can be both arbitrarily non-specifically body-wide, and then the process of the breath can occur anywhere in your system, but specifically. Oh, what is the quality, the experience, the feeling, and the thinking, and the narrative that accompanies breathing into this space that, for whatever reason, is uncomfortable. How does the breath respond, engage? How does the broader body, the broader experience respond, engage? And perhaps just maybe just very, very softly, just at the very edges of it, how does the experience of that discomfort begin to change? Especially mindful here of your expectation of what that might be. Dropping constantly, consistently back into the experience of it. Perhaps it feels like there is lots of time needed here. And maybe today, at this moment in this practice, you have plenty of time to stay here. In which case, please ignore any further instruction from me and stay with your breath in this space. But perhaps with a pledge to return to this practice. Or perhaps with a sense that the work has been done in this space, in this practice. Let your arms just rest again. Your awareness broaden through the body again. Your senses broaden out into the room that you're in again, the position that you're in again. Bring a gentle but deliberately balanced rhythm to your breath again. Readying yourself to move back into whatever it is today that you're moving back into. The soft space of this work sealed in. And then begin to make whatever movements feel good and feel necessary and bring the body back to readiness. And when you're ready, bring the body back to a comfortable seated posture. Resting the palms symbolically together at the chest. Softly bowing your head to acknowledge the sealing of this practice for now. Thank you.